Throughout the race for the 2nd Congressional District, Annie Custer has held a lead over Republican challenger Jim Lawrence, and that has meant that Democrats' attentions have gone higher up the ticket.
This election has me horrified, but, you know, I wanted to do something.
And I'm really worried, and I'm going to go door to door for Hillary and for Maggie Hassan. Brutally close. The last I looked, it was less than a point.
That's Kathy and Bob Zimmerman from Littleton, Massachusetts. They're joining 250 other volunteers at Nashua's Democratic office.
Hard to understand because there's so much at stake.
In the final weekend of campaigning, tensions are definitely high as the polling narrows and Democratic confidence wanes.
So pumped up by this crowd. America needs you.
And to supporters in Nashua on Sunday, Custer stuck to the issues.
We need equal pay for equal work and paid family leave and increase the minimum wage so that no one in our society has to work full time and live in poverty. And we need every woman in America to be able to make her own health care decisions. Yes. Because that's where the economy starts.
Lawrence also applauds paid family leave. But he disagrees with Custer when it comes to increasing the minimum wage, tightening gun control laws, and raising the cap on the Social Security tax. Lawrence also says that unlike Custer, he's a candidate who can break congressional gridlock. Over the weekend, Lawrence campaigned with Republican gubernatorial candidate Chris Sununu and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. And despite Custer's wins the last two elections, on Sunday, she was quick to remind volunteers of New Hampshire's purple status.
We have 4 precious electoral votes, but we like to say Al Gore would have been president of the United States. He wouldn't have needed Florida if he'd won New Hampshire, because Hillary Clinton can be president with your help. There are lots of scenarios that get to 270, but she needs 273, so we're the 4.
Custer says New Hampshire can make history.
Step right up, this is the place for training, right over here.
But for now, Democrats don't know what that history will look like after Tuesday. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.